It's another episode of Where I Long to Be, a Magical Trip Report podcast. I'm your host, Virginia. For anyone who didn't catch the pre-trip report, I am welcoming back today Jen from her big trip that included her husband Joe, their three boys, Brandon, Jesse, and Jake, and Jen's best friend, Leah. This was a first Disney trip and a first Disney cruise for the boys, and Jen and Joe were so excited to introduce them to the magic, especially since it's where they got engaged. Their journey begins at All Star Movies, moves to Wilderness Lodge, and wraps up on the Disney Wish. Who else is jealous? Let's get to it then. Here's Jen. Welcome back, Jen.
Thank you. Thanks for having me back.
I'm so excited to hear about this trip because as I was looking through my notes and everything, I was reminded that you have so many first-time things going on in this trip.
There's a lot. There's a lot that happened.
So you and your husband, Joe, have been to Disney before, but you had three first-timers with you in your boys. So
you got it.
For anyone who did not get a chance to listen to the pre-trip interview, we have Jake, who's 10, Jesse, who's 13, and Brandon, who's 16, along with a best friend, Leah, who is an adult best friend, I should say, not best friend of the boys, best friend of you.
My best friend. You got it.
Yes. So this is basically a first time for her as well, though, because you said she'd only been once when she was younger.
Yeah, she was quite young when she went, I think about 10 or so.
Okay. All right. Well, this is a nice long trip. So let's get into all the details because there's so much to talk about. So first things first, let's talk getting down to Orlando. And you all sort of split up your party because you prefer to drive. So you and Joe were doing the long drive and everyone else was taking the flight. So in terms of both groups of people, how did all of that go?
Even given March break, everything went very smooth. Joe and I made it down to Savannah, Georgia, our first night. So we stopped overnight in Savannah. And then I think we made it to Disney around 10:30 in the morning.
Oh, you came in early. You were estimating noon. Okay.
Yeah, we were early.
Done.
We got on the road early and pushed through late. So it wasn't bad. And then I think the flight maybe had a 10-minute delay, and they arrived around 3 o'clock.
Okay. So they were basically right on time.
Yes. Any
issues with the Uber or anything like that?
Zero issues with Uber. They were there really quick. We got to have a nice little nap before everybody arrived, check in, rooms were ready. It was great.
Wow. Your rooms were ready that early.
Yeah. Well, I think we walked around for a bit, and I think by the time we checked in was probably closer to noon.
Oh, okay.
But we had everybody's luggage, so we just unpacked everybody as best as possible and waited for their arrival.
Okay. And remind me, because I cannot recall if we actually said this about your very first day. So this trip had multiple phases, and the first phase was three nights at All Star Movies. Did you get two bedrooms and the ladies stayed in one room? I cannot remember how you broke down the rooms there.
That's what was supposed to happen. We had adjoining rooms. So it ended up being the kids in one room and we were in the other.
Okay. Yep. What did the kids think about their first view of the resort? And I know you were excited to show them All-Star Sports as well, since they're all sports fans.
Funny enough, we didn't get over to All-Star Sports, but they were just in absolute awe of movies and seeing all of the theming and the Toy Story building. Mighty Ducks, like they're sports kids. So it was really, really neat to watch their, like I could get teary eyed thinking of their reactions. Yeah, it was really cool. They were just, dumbfounded.
And when Leah had come to Disney when she was younger, did she stay on property or was this her first on property stay?
No, she did stay on property, but she stayed at Port Orleans Riverside.
Oh, okay. All right. So new to the All-Stars, what did she think about it in comparison to Riverside?
She was really young, so she doesn't remember the resort at Port Orleans all that well. But again, with the theming, she was also super pumped about all the nostalgia, especially for our generation, right? So
it was
really cool for her too.
When you said Mighty Ducks, I was like, oh yeah, Mighty Ducks.
Yeah, she was really excited about the Mighty Duck stuff.
I need to rewatch that.
Same.
My guys have been watching a lot of hockey lately.
Nice.
And so I feel like I should revisit that movie. What was the weather like? Because I know that you had talked about perhaps getting in some pool time either before or after dinner. Was the weather such that you could have done that if you'd wanted?
Absolutely. The weather, we couldn't have wrote the script for better weather the entire trip. Like, it was mm-hmm. absolutely beautiful. We did get to go for a swim, but after dinner.
Okay. All right. Well, let's get into this dinner then, because this was Chef Mickey's. So what did everyone think?
Yeah. You know what? It was exactly what we expected it to be. The food is, you know, typical Disney buffet food. It was fine. Mm-hmm. But the character interactions were amazing. It was so cool to watch, especially the youngest, get to meet his favorite character, which is Donald. Mm-hmm. So there was lots of love for Donald. We got him a little autograph book so he could take it right with him and get all those signatures. And the character interactions were just fantastic. A great kickoff to a Disney trip for sure.
Mm-hmm. How did the older two do with characters? Were they into it, or were they a little too cool for school?
They were we prepped them. We warned them what they were up against. They were a little too cool for school, but by the end, they definitely warmed up. Mm-hmm. By the end, I think one of them got up and was like, okay, I'll take a picture with Goofy. So mm-hmm. they warmed up.
Okay, good. All right. So you did the pool after that. And I know that you said you were going to try to be rope dropping because that's what you preferred to do, but that the kids were not so much morning people. So overall for the remainder of the trip, like, what was your pattern? Did you do a lot of rope dropping or not?
We started with rope drop. So we did end up rope dropping Hollywood Studios on the Saturday. We had a bit of a glitch with our tickets. For some reason, they couldn't find the kids' tickets and Leah's. So we had to go to guest services. It was a whole thing. We contemplated actually leaving and doing a redo because we were worried that we wouldn't get, you know, rope drop rise. And anyway, they fixed it really fast. They ended up giving us a fast pass for Slinky Dog, which was great.
Oh, nice.
So we ended up staying. They got on Rise of the Resistance first thing in the morning. Mm-hmm. And I want to say we stayed. We did the Star Wars Land and Toy Story Land. Mm-hmm. And we were probably out of the park around 1:30 for a midday break. But the kids absolutely loved Star Wars. They really loved the Toy Story Land, though. All mm-hmm. of them, even the older ones.
Okay. Yeah, yeah, you said that they were big Pixar fans and Star Wars fans. Before we move on, though, did they ever tell you what was the matter with the tickets? Did they explain what had happened?
No, not really. Like, they said that they finally found them in a different spot. I don't know if it's because we booked direct. I booked that directly with Disney. So I don't know what the issue was, but for a second they had me convinced that I hadn't bought tickets, and I almost repurchased tickets for everybody, which would have been,
oh my gosh,
you know, not great.
I'm glad you didn't do that.
Same.
A little disconcerting. Like, I wonder, is it anything to do with the fact that you were international when you made the purchase? Because I've never heard of
I've never had that issue. Yeah. I mean, Joe and I are APs, but the first time we went, we were not, and we had no problems with our tickets. So I don't know. I don't know what happened there.
All right. Well, at least they made it right by giving you the lightning lanes. Okay.
Yeah.
And what did they think about Hollywood Studios as a whole? Like, I know we're going to get into the other parks, but you had sort of planned this as the first park that they would go to because you thought it might end up being their favorite. So I'm just going to jump ahead and say, did it end up being their favorite park?
Hands down their favorite. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Unanimous vote. It was definitely the favorite.
Okay.
All right. With the exception of one or two rides at different parks, but this mm-hmm. one as a whole was their favorite.
Same with my Alex. It's his favorite park. He loves it.
Yeah. And we actually, usually I spend the least amount of time there. So it was actually mm-hmm. nice to spend, you know, the majority of the day over at Hollywood. They loved Slinky Dog, though. That was their favorite. Rise was really cool for them too, but even the older ones loved Slinky Dog.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. So then we did that midday break. We went for a swim back at Movies, And then we went back again for dinner at Hollywood Studios. We did Sci-Fi Dine-In and stayed for Fantasmic, rode Tower of Terror. Mm-hmm. And then we were out of there.
All right. So Sci-Fi Dine-In was a first time for all of you.
For all of us. Food was mid. It was again, just fine. The vibe was pretty cool.
Yeah. It's all about the vibe there.
The vibe is great. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It was, I don't know if the younger two appreciated, you know, the vibe, but we all had a great time and the service was phenomenal. So
Make sure you bring your flashlight if you're eating there, folks, because you cannot see your food.
Can't see anything. Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Oh my goodness. And then you said that you had never gotten a chance to see Fantasmic either. So as a self-proclaimed Disney adult, what did you think? I feel like 100% certain you cried.
So here's the thing. I didn't make it and nor did Leah.
So, no. Oh my gosh, Jen.
So Leah and I thought that we could, you know, beeline it for Starbucks and get a little, little drink and
a
treat.
Late night caffeine.
Yep. And Joe sent me a message and was like, oh my God, it's starting now. You don't have a half an hour. Uh-huh. So by the time we got out of there, we were close enough that it just we couldn't have ran all the way down there anyway. And he said it was absolutely packed.
Yeah.
So yeah. So we missed it. I missed it again.
No.
Yeah. But in October on our next trip, come hell or high water, I am going to see Fantasmic.
Yeah, that's going to be the top of your priority list. But you know,
but they loved it.
When you miss something at Disney, that's just a reason to go back. So
absolutely. Absolutely.
All right. Let's move into Sunday, March the 10th. So you were going to be heading to Animal Kingdom with an earlier breakfast reservation at Tusker House.
Yep.
How did that go? Did you get a chance to rope drop Flight of Passage like you were hoping before breakfast?
We did. We did. Okay. So we rope dropped again, even though we lost an hour with the time change. That was a bit rough.
Oh, I forgot you had time change.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. We had a whole conversation in your pre-trip interview about time zones. And then I didn't even think about the fact that you were going to be stuck with a spring forward.
We weren't.
Okay. Oh, I'm so sorry.
That's okay. But, you know, an hour lost to Disney is never great. But especially when you're rope dropping Animal Kingdom, which opens, you know, earlier anyway.
Earlier. Yeah. All right. Well, what was the rope dropping of Flight of Passage like? Because it has been forever since I've actually rope dropped that, because normally we get the individual lightning lane for Flight of Passage and Alex is intent on rope dropping Expedition Everest because you can rope drop it like five times in a row without a wait, no problem. So how was the line? Like, how did that all work?
It took them about 30 minutes. We clocked it for them to get through. I'm going to get to spring break crowds, but at this point we haven't been overly affected yet. Mm-hmm. So it wasn't too bad.
I know that sometimes when you're rope dropping what I'm going to call a premium ride like this, sometimes they don't totally open up the queue. So the line can look even longer than it actually is. So 30 minutes is not that bad.
No. But
when you went to go get in the line,
was
it extending, making it look like it was going to be a 6-hour wait?
No, I don't think it was that bad. Yeah.
Okay.
No, it didn't look like that. And then as soon as they were done at Flight of Passage, everybody ran over to Safaris and we did the safari.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Did you see anything good?
Animals were out. It was nice and early in the morning. So they were waking up, having breakfast. And it was great. It was beautiful.
Did you see the new baby elephant?
Yes.
Oh, I'm so done.
So they wouldn't tell its name on the safari. And I've actually forgot about that until right now because they didn't want anybody to call it for whatever reason. I don't know if they were worried it would approach the vehicle or if the mother would get protected. I'm not sure what the story was there, but they wouldn't tell us the name.
Oh, okay. Do elephants know their name? Like if they have a name, is that like, okay, if I call Walter, he will know I'm talking to him. Although as I say that, he's like not even bothering to look up at me, but he does know his name.
Yeah.
I don't think I realized that they might know their names too. And maybe that's really naive of me, but
they're very intelligent animals. So probably. Yeah. So then after that, we headed to Tusker House for breakfast.
All right. And Tusker House is a buffet, correct?
Yes.
Okay. So I have not had the pleasure of eating breakfast at Tusker House yet, but I always hear how good it is, not just because the foods are a little bit more, you know, unique in some cases, but also you get to see all of the characters wearing their safari attire. So yep. How was that? And I know you had one picky eater. How did they do with this buffet?
Absolutely wonderful. They had enough standard food for mm-hmm. everybody to be happy. And the adventurous ones got to try a few new things. Mm-hmm. But I have to say, like, the character interactions at Tusker House are consistently like some of the best. Mm-hmm. They took the time to just hang out and goof around with the kids. Mm-hmm. Like, Donald went to give a high five to Jesse and then, you know, pulled it away, and it was funny, and lots of pictures, lots of hugs, lots of dancing. It was really great.
And I love their safari attire. It's just,
it's so cute.
It's
so freaking cute. And our server, I forget his name, but he was absolutely wonderful. It was just a 10 out of 10 experience. I love Tusker House.
Good. Okay. All right. Yeah. It's definitely on my list. All right. Did you do a midday break on this day?
We didn't. We powered through. We did not do Genie for this day. Mm-hmm. So after breakfast, we went over, we saw the Festival of the Lion King, which is, you know, always amazing. Mm-hmm. I cry through it every single time. Oh. The kids did Everest twice. It was only a 20-minute wait, I think, both times. Uh-huh. So that was the middle. That was Jesse's favorite ride, I think, of the whole trip, surprisingly, was Expedition Everest. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. So he loved it. They got to do that one twice. And then they did Dinosaur. Mm-hmm. That was fun for them. A little bit terrifying, they said. And they did It's Tough to Be a Bug.
Okay. Did you do Tough to Be a Bug with them?
No, I did not. I know better. I have heard. I have heard the warnings. I did not. I was on the lookout for Kevin, and I got to meet Kevin. And I don't remember what it's called, feathered something, where in front of the Tree of Life, they have all the macaws and the beautiful, beautiful birds fly over you. That was awesome. Uh-huh. So I got to see that while they were there.
Yeah, I feel like the feathered thing is the bird show at the back of the park.
Yes. Oh, okay. So not that. It was Winged Encounters, maybe?
Yes, that sounds
that's
right.
That's it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
I've been there for that. In fact, when we were there in September for my birthday trip, I think that's when we did it, we were about to get a photo pass taken, and the photo pass photographer was like, oh, if we stand here for a second, there's going to be something really cool behind you or whatever. And she told me what it was going to be. And I was like, okay, that sounds cool, even though I'm deathly afraid of birds. But I was like, if they're going to be in the background and it's going to be pretty and colorful, whatever. And so she really hyped up how cool this photo was going to be. And you can barely see the birds in the photo.
Oh, no.
So it's really – like, I think I pictured what you would think of when you think of a photoshopped photo of birds flying in front of the Tree of Life. And that was not reality. That was like Instagram versus reality.
Funny. Yeah, so seriously.
It was just kind of a normal photo.
I was really glad that Leah wasn't there. She is also deathly afraid of birds. Mm-hmm. And I think she would have really freaked out. So anybody out there that's not a bird fan, not the experience for you. They come real close to your head.
Yeah. Kind of bird at all, it's not for me. So when everyone was doing these rides, you were the single person waiting off to the side, or did other people? Okay. Okay.
For this park anyway. Yeah.
Yeah. Because I know you said that you like dark rides, but you're not really into rides otherwise. It's more about the shows and characters for you. Yeah. Okay.
You got it. So I did shopping, looked for characters, just went out. I have no problem keeping my own company, so it was fine.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You need to do a solo trip.
Yeah. True.
All right. So some of the other things on your list were Navi River Journey and Satuli Canteen. Did you get over there in the afternoon?
No.
Oh, no.
No, we didn't. Well, I don't think the kids would have been interested in Navi, really, when I thought about it. So the wait times were for that were higher. And I just, they didn't, I just didn't think it was worth the wait. Yeah.
They get really long.
They do. And we were so full from breakfast that Thule Canteen just, it didn't happen. Now I did sneak in some dumplings while they were all on a ride. I forget the little cart name, but I did shamelessly buy some dumplings for myself and ate them while they were, they were all on rides. Yeah.
that works. You get, you gotta try all those snacks at Animal Kingdom.
Absolutely. You know, they're amazing.
Some of the best. Yes.
Yes. Agreed.
All right. Anything else in the park before you took off that day?
No, I think that was everything.
All
and
right.
And we just went back and did pool. Hung out in the pool. Yeah.
Okay. And did you do dinner at the restaurant or food court or whatever you call it at the resort? Okay.
Yep.
All right.
Much better than I expected, actually. I think I actually preferred the food court at All Stars over Wilderness Lodge, to be honest.
Really? Okay. I can see where you would say that because I think that there are more options.
Yes.
At the food courts. And I think that maybe it's just a capacity thing, like how many rooms there are there, and they're trying to make sure they accommodate, you know, that many more people. But don't get me wrong, I enjoy Roaring Fork over at Wilderness Lodge, especially the meatloaf. I had it twice on my last trip. It was so good.
I've never had it. I wish I had have known that.
I hadn't either, and I had it earlier in the week that we were there, and then it was so good that later on in the week when we ended up eating there again, I was like, I'm just gonna get it again. It was so good.
I don't blame you.
So I can see where you would think that, because I haven't stayed at the All Star, but I've stayed, you know, at Pop Century lots of times, and it's similar. Like, it's a really good food court. There's something for everybody.
Yeah, absolutely.
And the food is good. So, all right. So this brings us into what we were calling phase two of your trip, where the next morning on Monday, March 11th, you were going to be moving your luggage over to Wilderness Lodge to check into a two-bedroom villa in the Copper Creek section, which is the exact same type of room that I stayed in when I was there in February. So what did you think about the space? Did it work for your group?
Yeah, it worked perfectly. Joe and I had the master suite. The kids were in the other bedroom, and Leah had the pull-out couch. So she definitely had her own space and privacy, because we were all so exhausted at the end of the night that everybody had no problem retreating to their rooms. And it was stunning.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
Oh my God. It was so beautiful. I wish I had have been more prepared. I probably would have done more breakfast and lunch meals in the room.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But it was, the whole suite was absolutely gorgeous. And that balcony that spans like the three units was so beautiful.
What floor were you on? Were you low, medium, high?
We were on the fifth floor, I think.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The fifth floor. We were looking at the pool, and at night we could see the fireworks from the balcony. So, and that was very unexpected. So it was beautiful.
And your balcony was the kind that you could see through the bars, right?
Yes.
Or was it? Okay. Yeah. That's what I was thinking. Cause I think it's the sixth floor where it starts to be a solid wall.
No. Yeah. This was a railing and like your regular balcony.
Typical.
Really.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I always request to be in one of those middle floors because I don't want the solid wall, because it blocks out a lot of light. I want to be able to sit on the couch and look out and still see a view.
Yep.
So
I agree.
And if you're sitting out on a balcony and it's a solid wall, like, you literally have to stand up from your chair to see anything. So anyway, okay. I'm glad you liked the room. Did you have any groceries delivered?
We didn't. We did make a quick grocery stop. I can't remember what day that was, but we did pick up a few things for a couple breakfasts and I think two lunches. We just grabbed like sandwich stuff and hot dogs or whatever.
Okay.
Croissants for breakfast. Yeah.
Okay. Now, on this moving day, you had said that you were planning to do Blizzard Beach and mini golf. So what ended up happening?
So we got up, we took our time, packed up, dropped our bags off with Bell Services at Wilderness, and then we headed over to Blizzard Beach. We didn't get mini golf in.
Okay.
But Blizzard Beach was so much fun. It was a little chilly that day for the water park, but it was still...
But it fits the theme,
totally
right?
Tolerable. Yeah, exactly. Exactly. They loved it. They loved the big water slides. They did that a few times.
Did they do the really tall lift. One?
They did. They did them all.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. Yeah. I have some great videos of them coming down those slides. I did not. Leah did not, but all the boys did.
Okay. And what were the crowds like at the water park?
Non-existent that day. It was very empty.
Good. Yeah. All right. So it sounds like the spring break crowds were sticking to the four main parks.
Yes.
All right.
But up to this point, we still haven't been, I want to say, impacted, I guess, by the spring break crowds.
All right. So anything else to note that day?
Okay. So after we got back from Blizzard Beach, we cleaned ourselves up a bit, and then we headed over to the Polynesian and did Captain Cook's for a late dinner and watched fireworks on the beach.
Captain Cook's, we both talked about how much we love Captain Cook.
So good.
What did you get?
What did I get? I got the pulled pork nachos.
Yes.
Everybody got those. You'd say that. Some of my favorites. Yeah. So good. Just as good as I remembered. Mm-hmm. It was a late dinner because we wanted to be there for the fireworks. And then we brought them back in the minivan. So that was fun.
You and Joe got engaged at the fireworks at the Polynesian. Is that correct?
We did. So it was nice to kind of show the kids where it all happened.
Uh-huh. Did you recreate the moment of getting down
on one knee? No, he didn't. I would have killed him. but it was special. That's such a special resort for us.
Yeah. It might have embarrassed your teen and preteen. And
they would have been fine with it as long as it embarrassed me, because that would have... Yeah.
Oh, that would
show their embarrassment. Yeah.
Got it. Yeah. I see how it is. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Tuesday, March the 12th, you were going to be heading to Epcot. So did you do Genie Plus for your Epcot day?
We did. And this is where it fell apart. this is where spring break just really said hello. So we got up early. We got the virtual queue for Guardians, which was great.
Do you remember what group you were?
Oof, no, I don't.
Okay. But was it like what you considered to be an early group or what you considered to be late? Okay.
Later.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
And then we also bought the individual lightning lanes for all of them. And then we bought Genie Plus.
Okay.
And we booked Remy first thing. And the first time available at 7 a.m. was 3 p.m.
Oh, okay.
So that's when we knew that our day was just going to be a bit of a challenge. So it was extra hot that day. We got to Epcot. I wouldn't say we rope dropped, but we were there pretty early. They used their individual lightning lanes. You really couldn't touch much else. We were able to get them onto Mission Space. They did orange and green. Nobody threw up, so that was great.
That's a win.
They made it. Joe was a little pale when he came off. I think it's the orange one, right? The one that's
The orange one's terrible.
Yeah. So he was a little pale when he came off that, but he toughed it out. And by that time, it was like lunch. So we headed to Connections. We mobile ordered, which was probably a terrible idea. It was almost 45 minutes to an hour just to get our mobile order from Connections.
I mean, you would have had to wait even if you'd gone in person to order too, though. So I know.
So everything else, you just couldn't touch the wait times. The kids were hot. They were falling apart. Everybody was unraveling a little bit. And so we decided to call it. So we went back to the hotel.
What time was that when you left?
Probably about 1:30.
Okay. All right. Yeah, did you end up going back that day?
So they went back to do their Remy Lightning Lane and the ride broke.
While they were on it?
Right before they went to get in line.
Okay.
So they weren't able to do that. But then thankfully, at least their boarding group was called for Guardians again. So they at least got to ride Guardians twice. Remy never came back up, I think, until like late. They had already gone. They were done again by that time.
Did they spend any time in the World Showcase? I know they were walking back to go to Remy's, obviously. Did they stop in any countries or just kind of breeze past them?
They had zero interest.
Okay. Did they at least have any opinions on walking through Canada?
We didn't even get that far.
Okay.
Oh, you mean when they went back?
When they went back. Yeah.
I wasn't with them, so I didn't hear anything, so I'm going to say no. I think that was probably lost on the teens, especially.
All right.
And it had been a hot day for everybody. No, so Leah and I escaped the boys, and we headed back to the Polynesian for a girls' night.
Nice.
We ended up at Tambu Lounge. That's where we had a late dinner. Yeah, we just enjoyed some drinks and then we took a minivan back to Wilderness.
Nice. Okay.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Good plan. Way to pivot.
Yeah. Yeah. But the crowds that day were crazy.
And it was like that for the rest of the week.
Yeah.
Oh, that's unfortunate. All right. So Wednesday, March the 13th, you were heading into Magic Kingdom for the first time. So I imagine that you did Genie Plus on your Magic Kingdom days.
No. So we got smart. We realized that there were extended deluxe resort hours for Magic Kingdom.
Oh, yes. Okay.
So we let everybody sleep in, recover from Epcot. We had a pool day at the resort. And then we headed over to Magic Kingdom, I guess around 6 o'clock, 6:30. We got a last minute reservation for Tony's.
Okay.
That we weren't expecting. That's one of my favorites. I know Tony's gets a lot of hate, but I really like Tony's. So it was nice to go back.
You know, I think it used to get a lot of hate. And I think the tide is turning because yeah. I even hear, like, if you listen to the Main Street Dish podcast,
I do.
They talk, you know, highly about Tony's now, about certain things on that menu. So I think it's had a turnaround. I think it had a change in general managers at one point a few years ago.
Okay.
So it's one that's actually on my list to go back and visit because I ate there once. I don't know. When probably Alex's first trip is when I ate there. And I remember feeling like it was kind of like an Olive Garden or something.
It's still kind of like an Olive Garden, but we don't have Olive Garden, so it's still a novelty for us.
Okay. All right. Yeah. So you have not experienced the joy of unlimited soup, salad, and breadsticks.
No, we used to have an Olive Garden, but they closed a long, long time ago.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah.
All right. So you had a reservation at Tony's. Was that the first thing you did when you got into Magic Kingdom?
Yeah. Okay. We went right over to Tony's, had dinner, went and did a little bit of shopping on Main Street. We went and showed the kids some of the gift shops and just kind of took in the sights and then grabbed a spot for Happily Ever After. We ended up getting a really great spot, pretty close to the castle, but close enough to Main Street where we were able to see the projections on all of the buildings, which was awesome.
What time did you get yourselves into place?
Probably about a half hour before.
Okay. And you think that was plenty of time?
For where we wanted to be, yeah. They did something that I had never heard before. They did say over the announcements that Main Street was at capacity and that they were going to be closing off certain areas to get into Main Street for the fireworks. So we were glad that we ended up where we ended up. Mm-hmm. When we ended up. Yeah.
So does that mean that if somebody, say, was trying to just leave the park, they weren't even trying to watch the fireworks, did they have to go through the Emporium to do that?
You know, I'm not sure. We actually wondered that as well. Mm. It was a little too busy to see what was going on, but yeah.
Sometimes they open up a backstage pathway too that kind of goes behind the shops. So maybe they did that. Okay. I mean, they had to have some sort of a plan, you know, fire code and all.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. But the fireworks were phenomenal, as always, cried like a baby. Mm. It was really magical watching the kids watch it. Brandon had Jake on his shoulders, and it was just really to the side, though. So we weren't obstructing anybody's view.
Really tall person.
No, it wasn't bad. Actually, he had him on his back, not his shoulders, like a piggyback. Okay. But yeah, it was really, really sweet watching them watch the fireworks. Yeah, it was great.
Aww. Did you get any good photos of that?
I did. Yeah, I got some photos and a video. Yeah, it was awesome.
Okay. Where'd you head after Happily Ever After?
Well, the crowds after Happily Ever After were just, you were just gridlocked. Mm-hmm. We were trying to get over to Tomorrowland and it took us probably a solid 20-25 minutes just to get out of that crowd because you had everybody trying to really people want to exit the park at that time often. So those people were coming out. We were trying to get in. Anyway, we made it over to Tomorrowland And at that point, we were just looking for filler rides until the extended hours started to kick in and people started to leave. So they did Test Track was their first ride that had the lowest weight. I think they did
Astro Orbiter. Wait, you mean Speedway? Speedway.
Sorry. Yes.
That's okay.
Tomorrowland Speedway.
Yeah, Test Track's a lot faster than Speedway.
a lot harder to get on too. Yeah. Yeah. So they did that. Yeah, they just did a couple filler rides and then everything started to die out. And the extended hours, 10 out of 10 would recommend. We just, they walked on everything. Mm-hmm. I think Seven Dwarfs was like a 20 minute wait.
What did they end up enjoying the most at Magic Kingdom?
The most at Magic Kingdom, definitely Big Thunder.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. Yeah. That was their favorite. We did make them go on It's a Small World and we told them nothing before we put them on that boat. The teenagers were not impressed, but we're like, we promise you one day you'll look back and you'll be glad that you went on it. It's a nostalgic thing.
It's a classic.
It's a classic. Exactly. So they loved that. They thought Haunted Mansion was cool as well. Mm-hmm. They did not get to go on Tron, though they could have. That was the last. So Leah and I packed it in just so this makes sense around 11 and we headed back to the hotel and left the boys. But yeah, they could have done Tron. They could have jumped in right before the park closed and rode even without a boarding group. But they were all a little bit tired at that point and they just wanted to head back.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So Thursday, March the 14th, you were planning on going back to Magic Kingdom, but after a breakfast at BOMA.
So canceled BOMA. I think everybody wanted to sleep in after doing the extended hours.
That's true.
We didn't get to bed. Yeah. It was like 2:30, I think, by the time we all got to bed that morning, I guess.
How did getting back after the late night hours go for them? Like when they left, was the boat there? Did they have to wait a really long time for the boat or –
They had to wait a little bit. So the boat was there, but it wasn't very full. So I think they waited an extra 15 minutes for more people to get on. So that kind of sucked for them. We took the bus and that was really quick. We waited maybe 5-6 minutes and we got going pretty much right away. Slept in the next day for sure. Canceled breakfast. And we just really lounged around for the morning. Leah and I snuck over to the Grand Floridian. The boys went back to Blizzard Beach and we snuck over to the Grand Floridian. We wanted to check out all the Easter eggs and the Easter stuff. I think it's the cottage called the cottage something. I don't remember where they're selling all those Easter goodies. So we did lunch or brunch, I guess, at the Grand Floridian Cafe. That was lovely. Yeah. Then Leah actually went off by herself back to Magic Kingdom. There's a few things she wanted to do. And I went and met the boys back at Blizzard Beach.
Okay. So did they ever get back over to Magic Kingdom?
No.
Okay. Does that mean that based on the kind of ticket that they had, they just basically gave up a day at a park?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Which we knew that was going to happen. It still worked out cheaper though. Yeah.
Okay. All right. So they loved Blizzard Beach that much. They really wanted to go back.
Yeah, especially the littlest one. Like I said, I'm a really big fan of the Lazy River, so that's where I hung out the rest of the day. And it was hot.
It was hot this day. That was just what I was going to ask is was it hotter? Okay.
Definitely hotter, definitely busier.
Okay. And what specifically was Leah aiming for that day when she went back to Magic Kingdom?
She wanted to do some more shopping. She wanted to do Little Mermaid again and – I think that's about it. I think she just rode that one ride and took some pictures. She wanted some daytime pictures in front of the castle.
And what time did you all come back together again?
Probably around 5.
What was dinner that night?
I think it was just Roaring Fork again. We did Roaring Fork and went for a final night swim and just hung out and packed up.
What did you think about the pool at Wilderness Lodge?
It was great. We really liked the quiet pool closer to Boulder Ridge, but they were both really great. The kids loved the water slide. The lifeguards were so cute doing trivia with the kids and jumping in the pool with them. It was just a great vibe.
Yeah. Did you get into the hot tub or enjoy any of that?
I didn't. Leah got in the hot tub. Brandon got in the hot tub and they liked it.
I love that pool. It's just so relaxing to me.
Yeah. Yeah. Agreed.
I love going over to Geyser Point and grabbing an adult beverage and then going and sitting in the pool.
Definitely that happened. Yeah.
Nice. All right. So the next day, Friday, March 15th, aka the Ides of March.
Yep.
for all you Shakespeare fans out there, you were checking out of Wilderness Lodge and heading off on the Disney Wish. So this is phase three. All right.
Phase three. Yeah. Home stretch.
You said that you had to be at your port arrival time a little bit after noon. So how was the checkout process, getting a car over to where you needed to be? How did all that work?
The checkout process was fine. The traffic getting over to Port Canaveral was horrendous. Mm. We were almost over an hour delayed. It was bad. Yeah. So I don't think we actually boarded the ship until almost 3 o'clock, which is late.
Okay. And you were taking Ubers, is that correct, to get over to the port? Or did you take the bus that will pick you up at your resort to go to the cruise?
No. So Leah took an Uber and we had our vehicle, so we drove.
Oh yeah, I keep forgetting you had your vehicle. Okay.
Yeah.
Got it. Okay. Yeah. All right. So you were an hour delayed, but were you at any point in danger of missing your opportunity to get on the boat?
No.
Okay.
I mean, no. Had it been any worse? No, because I think we finally set sail around 4:45, 5 o'clock. So we still have time.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Tell us about this cruise. How was that?
It was great. So by the time we got there, boarded the ship, it was too bad because usually they announce you onto the ship and they give you wands and everybody claps. And I guess we got on too late. So that wasn't a thing. There was nobody there greeting us when we got on the ship, but that's okay. I think all of our nerves were a little bit shot from being in the car for so long, and everybody was hungry. Nobody had lunch. So we went up to the deck with the Festival of Foods and we got everybody something to eat before the set sail party. Then we did our muster drill that everybody has to do in person, did the set sail party. That was really cute. We really just chilled that first night.
Mm-hmm. Now, can you remind me, was this a first Disney cruise for you all?
No, not for Joe and I.
Okay, but for everyone else?
Yes.
Okay, what number cruise is this for you and Joe?
That was number two.
Okay, so you are like a special level now that you've gone on your second one? Like, do you have cruise status?
We are.
What are you?
We do have status now. We are silver castaway members. So we each got the tote bag and then we got a silver lanyard each.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Do you move up to a different status level every time you take another one, or is it you won't move up again until you're on your fifth cruise or something like that?
That's exactly it. So your fifth one is your gold.
That was literally a
great guess. That was a good one. It was a good one. It's the right answer. So your fifth one, you move to gold. I think 10 is platinum, and then 100 is pearl.
Wow.
It's quite the jump.
I feel like if you become pearl status, you basically own Disney at that point. Right?
Basically, yeah. Or you should, because you've given them that much money.
You're now a shareholder.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
All right. So what are all the details of the rest of the cruise? I've interviewed multiple people who have gone on Disney cruises and told me about it, but I've yet to go on one myself. So I'm always down for hearing, you know, how these things go.
Yeah, for sure. So our first night, our dinner was at 1923. We opted to skip our rotational dinner for that night. We just wanted to hang out, get the kids to explore the ship, check out the kids clubs. And so we did that. The kids didn't love the kids clubs. I think the two older ones were just a little bit too cool, even for the teen ones. Mm-hmm. And then the youngest, Jake, wanted to be in the teen ones, and they let us sign a waiver for him to go to the next level up. Mm-hmm. But then he wanted to be with his brother. So they spent most of their time in the hero zone, where there's a big basketball court, there's ping pong, there's foosball, there is air hockey. So they had lots to do over there. Mm-hmm. Okay. And they wanted to eat. They just wanted to eat all of the food, all of the ice cream. I think Jake the first night had like 3 or 4 ice cream cones. They were just living their best lives.
Yeah.
So that was the first night. The second night, or the second day, we woke up in Nassau. Leah, Joe, and I did Apollo brunch. So that's the adult only dining. It was good. I feel like I'm going to get a lot of hate for saying this because people rave about Paulo, but it was good. It wasn't phenomenal. It was a great value for the price. They kept bringing over those mimosas, Prosecco mimosas, which was awesome. But we've done Paulo dinner in the past and we found that way better. So anyway, just our opinion. So we did brunch and then we did get off the ship in Nassau. And we just walked around the port. They've newly renovated that. So we wanted to check that out. Did a little bit of shopping, had some drinks, and just explored the vibe.
What did the boys think about Nassau?
They took it all in. They liked it. It's very hectic at the port. We even went across the street. We did leave the port to go in a few more stores. It was pretty hectic. So they were just trying to take it all in quickly. But again, it was a hot day. So we spent probably 2 hours off the ship and then we headed back. The boys wanted to eat lunch and everybody just wanted to get back on the ship at that point.
How long are you in port for? And did that give you time on the ship where you kind of were running the ship by yourselves?
So actually I would say most people don't get off the ship in Nassau. Especially anybody that's already done a similar cruise where you've gotten off in Nassau. If it hadn't have been for the boys and the newly renovated port, I think we probably would have stayed on the ship, but we wanted to check that out. So when we got back on the ship, no, there were still lots of people on. So the boys made it back for the lunch buffet. They wanted to get those crab legs in that everybody raves about. So they had a bunch of seafood. And then we all hung out before we went to our rotational dining for that night. And that was Marvel. So we headed down to Marvel. They loved it. It's so cool, especially for the boys as like Marvel fans. They got to meet Spider-Man and took a couple cool pictures with him. And it was good. The food was, again, fine. No complaints. The service is always phenomenal. And then that was Pirate Night. Yeah, it was a busy day.
Did you dress up?
We did not dress up. Lots of people dress up and go all out. But they did provide pirate bandanas. So that was fun. We all wore our bandanas. So we did the Pirate Night party. They have live entertainment. They have people singing. It's just so much fun. Like the vibe is so, so cool. And then they do the famous Disney fireworks off the ship.
Oh, gosh. I bet that was beautiful. Were you able to get any good pictures or was it hard to capture?
It's awkward because you have the Aqua Mouse, those big tube, the water slide tubes around the side. So we definitely got some videos, but nothing that didn't have the big plastic tubes in it. So it is what it is. But yeah, the vibe of Pirate Night is just awesome. The last time we did that cruise, we watched from our balcony. So I'm so glad we got to experience the on deck vibes. Yeah. And then we were ready for bed. So we woke up the next morning. We knew we wanted to get a pretty early start because it was Castaway Key Day. We got off the ship probably around 9 a.m. We had breakfast, got ready, got off, and headed out over to Castaway.
Okay. What did you do on Castaway?
So Leah and I, we did some character photos when we got off the ship. They were able to meet Jack Sparrow. So that was fun. And they met Captain Hook, which was awesome. They got to meet almost all of the Fab Four in their new little beach costumes. I think those are new like within the last month or two. So that was fun. Got some great photos. Leah and I left the boys again and we headed off to the adult only beach, which is just stunning. The water is beautiful. You can go like 200 feet out and you're still waist deep in this crystal clear water. So we did that for a bit, had some drinks. And then just before lunch, we headed back to the family beach, found the boys. We did a little bit of snorkeling although the water was a bit choppy over there that day. So it wasn't as clear for snorkeling, but it was cool. They got to see some of the statues that mm-hmm. are hidden out in the ocean, which was fun for them.
I think that's so cool that they do that.
It's so cool. Yeah, it's really great. If you have a GoPro, definitely worth bringing.
Okay.
Bringing that right. for sure. Yeah. And then we did lunch at Cookies too on the family beach, which is like a barbecue. It's like your typical barbecue cookout food. Mm-hmm. I really liked it. I think it was some of the best food on the cruise along with the buffets, I think, in my opinion anyway. So we had a really great lunch. We made ice cream cookie sandwiches, which will make sense if you've ever been there. And then we probably headed back to the ship, I guess around 4:30. Mm-hmm. We stayed almost as late as we could because you really want to get in every minute you can there.
Was the next day your checkout day?
Or yes.
What is it called?
Disembarkment. Yeah. Disembarkation. Yeah.
All these cruise words that every single time I talk about it, I have to re-remember what it's called.
I know. And then as soon as we got back on the ship, they rushed in line for the Aquamouse. Mm-hmm. There was a pretty short wait for that. And then they got on that and that was fun for them. And then Leah and I did our last rotational dining without the boys because it was Frozen themed Arendelle. It really wasn't appealing to them, I guess. So we went and did the Frozen dinner, which was good. And we called it an early night. The ship was a little rocky and we were tired. Mm-hmm. So yeah.
How did you do with motion sickness? Did anybody feel that if it was rocky?
So everybody felt it. Nobody was bothered by it. I'm the most sensitive. I can feel it moving even when nobody else can, for whatever reason, I don't know. Mm-hmm. I did notice a bit of sea legs when I got off in NASA, which was strange. I'd never had that before. And then it was fine when I got off in Castaway and mm-hmm. then when we went home. So it was just that one day for a little bit. But nope, nobody had motion okay. sickness.
Where was your room located within the ship? Were you, and I don't even know how to talk about it, but like, were you like really low or are you high or in the middle?
No, so we were mid. So we were midship and close to the aft elevators, I guess, but still considered midship for the most part. Mm-hmm. And we were on the 8th deck and there's 13, I believe. So.
Okay. Would you recommend that as a location for somebody looking yeah. to take a cruise?
Yeah, okay. I think 7-8, deck 7-8. Especially if it's your first cruise and you're not sure how you're going to be, you definitely want to be in the middle because especially in the aft when you're having dinner, if you're sensitive and you can, like I can mm-hmm. really feel it moving when we're sitting yeah. in the aft having dinner. Yeah. Mm. Doesn't bother me, but I can feel it.
Do you have sensitive ears? Like do you frequently get water clogged in your ears or ear infections or anything like that? Because sometimes it's your inner ear that's the issue.
Yeah, no.
Hmm.
I know. It's bizarre. I don't know if I'm just, I don't know, hyper lucky with my body. I don't know what it is, but yeah, I can feel it when nobody else can. Luckily, it doesn't make me sick.
Yeah. What about your journey home after you left the ship? You all had to drive back and they mm-hmm. were flying back. How did all of that go? Any issues with the driver, the flight?
No. Disembarkment went smooth. They got an Uber, got to the airport. I think their flight was delayed again, like 10, 15 minutes, mm-hmm. which for spring break, we were really worried. Like, yeah. oh, shoot, what are we going to do if that happens? So we have to drive back and get them. Our drive was fine until we hit like Virginia, West Virginia. And there was a little bit of snow through the mountains, which was a little freaky. We're used to snow. We're Canadians, but, you know, not on top of a mountain. So
yeah.
Mini blizzard. We stopped overnight in West Virginia and then we got on the road early again. And then through the rest of West Virginia, there was like some highway closures. There was like 7-8 accidents because of the ice through the mountains.
Oh, so wow.
Yeah, that was a little scary. But once we got out of West Virginia, we were okay.
At least you had your truck. So you had, you know, kind of a best case yeah. scenario as far as like a vehicle to be driving.
Absolutely.
Through
that. Yeah. Yeah. We had 4-wheel drive ready to go.
What time did you pull back in at home?
We crossed the border into Canada. We did the Queen St. Louis border, and I think we crossed around 12:30. Mm-hmm. And then we back roaded it. We were done with highways, done. Mm-hmm. It was snowing, windy. So we took the back roads home, and we were home by 3:30, 4 o'clock.
Not bad.
Yeah. Yeah. Not bad. Yeah. So not bad. Yeah.
my follow-up question for this is, I know you're going in October. Are the boys going in October, or is this just going to be you and Joe?
It's a couples trip.
Okay.
Sorry, kids. Yeah. we are going to plan another one back next spring break.
Good.
But this one's, we're doing Halloween, just us. Yeah.
Okay. And what about Leah? Do you know when she'll go next?
Leah is a hardcore traveler, so she will probably go to 5 different countries before she ever goes back to Disney. Not that she wouldn't, but it's a big world for her to see.
Oh, yeah. Okay. And I know that when we had originally planned to talk before we ever even spoke the first time, you had originally had plans to go to Universal for a few days, and those plans changed, right?
Yes.
So do you think that the next time you go with the boys, will you incorporate Universal?
1,000%. That was the plan. I don't know if we talked about that. There was a bit of a mix up with the travel agent and booking tickets or booking hotel. It didn't happen. So we're a bit disappointed, but it all worked out. We're going to take them next time when we go, for sure.
Okay.
I think they'd love that.
Well, if you want to come back on and talk about your Universal experience, I know I would love to hear about it, and I think that listeners would be interested to hear how it compares.
I love talking about Disney and Universal, so anytime. I'm happy to come back.
Thank you so much, Jen. I really have had a fantastic time talking to you, and I look forward to hearing about your future adventures, and I hope that in October that you and Joe have just a magical couple trip. Is that about the time of year that you got engaged?
Engaged, no. Married, almost. So it'll almost be our 1-year wedding anniversary. Yeah.
Okay.
That's the excuse we're going with, yeah.
Well, you know, whatever it takes, right? Whatever it takes.
Exactly.
Thank you, Jen, for taking the time to join me on the podcast. I hope you and Joe have a fantastic couples trip in the fall. Listeners, if you enjoyed the show, please consider rating or reviewing the podcast on the podcast platform of your choice. It helps others to find the show, and it means a lot to me personally. That's it for now. I hope everyone has a great week, and may the 4th be with you if you celebrate. Either way, keep daydreaming about where you long to be.